WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that inner stoicism and chilling out in this crazy world. Ever feel like your anxiety's running the show? Like your mind's on a constant loop of what-ifs and worst-case scenarios? Yeah, me too. And let's be real, anxiety is basically the ultimate buzzkill. But here's the cool thing. You don't have to just accept it as part of life. The ancient Stoics, the super chill philosophers from way back when, had some seriously powerful techniques for dealing with anxiety and panic. And guess what? They work even today. Today, we're diving into their wisdom and learning how to harness it to reclaim your calm and conquer those pesky anxieties. You ready to ditch the stress and tap into that unshakable inner peace? Let's go. First things first, remember this. Anxiety is often fueled by our thoughts, not necessarily reality. It's like your mind playing a horror movie in slow motion, even when there's no actual monster under the bed. The Stoics called this negative visualization, imagining the worst-case scenario and accepting it as a possibility. Sounds counterintuitive, right? But hear me out, facing your fears head-on can actually make them less scary. It's like going on a roller coaster. The anticipation is worse than the ride itself. Secondly, focus on what you can control, not what you can't. Ever get caught up in traffic and start stressing about being late? Remember, you can't control the other cars, but you can control your reaction. Listen to a podcast, take some deep breaths, or even just enjoy the moment. A little meditation on the go never hurt anyone. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. This isn't about achieving Zen-like bliss, it's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like taking mental snapshots throughout the day. When you feel anxiety creeping in, gently guide your attention back to your senses, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the sounds around you, the taste of your coffee. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, focusing on the good stuff can work wonders for your mood and stress levels. Keep a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or just take a moment to appreciate the little things: a sunny sky, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger. You'd be surprised how much of an impact this simple practice can have. And finally, remember that setbacks are part of life. No one gets through it without bumps in the road. The key is not to avoid them, but to learn from them. View challenges as opportunities for growth, and don't let a temporary setback derail your entire journey. You got this. Think about the time you were super nervous about a presentation, or maybe that job interview that felt like walking into a lion's den. Remember how your heart pounded in your chest, how your palms started to sweat, and how you thought you might just faint on the spot. That's anxiety. But what happened after? Did you freeze up and let it take over, or did you push through, channel your inner stoic, and rough that presentation or ace that interview? Exactly. You've already got the tools within you to overcome anxiety. By practicing these stoic techniques, facing your fears, focusing on what you can control, being mindful in the present moment, cultivating gratitude, and remembering that setbacks are part of the journey, you can learn to manage those anxious feelings and live a more fulfilling, calm life. So there you have it, 5 powerful Stoic techniques to conquer anxiety and live with unshakable confidence. Remember, this isn't about being emotionless, it's about recognizing your emotions, understanding their triggers, and choosing how to respond. You're not just surviving, you're thriving. Ready to share your own Stoic triumphs or struggles? Head over to our social media pages and let me know how these techniques are working for you. Share your stories, your questions, your doubts. Let's build a community of chill warriors together. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Stoic Confidence, your daily dose of wisdom for conquering the world and your inner critic. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep on rocking that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.